First tonight, you might have seen and heard the coverage of our correspondent Adam Harvey in Mawari in the Philippines, where the government is battling Islamic militants aligned to IS. Well, today, Adam was shot. A bullet is lodged in his neck. His injuries are not life-threatening, but he's on his way to hospital for treatment. He called in to PM a short time ago to tell us what happened.
Well, we've been moving around all morning in the conflict zone, I suppose, behind the front lines, but talking to soldiers and getting some footage of the explosion firing at this kilometres away, wearing our flak jackets and helmets. Then we moved back to what was considered a safe zone, the main government centre in Mawari, where all the press conferences are held, where the first aid centre is. And I was bending down. I opened the back door of the car to get some food and water, and I felt an almighty party into the side of my neck, and I went down onto the ground, and I thought I'd been hit by a bit of shrapnel. I started bleeding, and luckily we had our ABC first aid kit, so we started doing first aid. Then I was taken to a medical centre, and they took me for observation to another hospital where they did x-rays and discovered that it wasn't a bit of shrapnel. I'd actually been shot in the neck with a bullet, and the bullet is still in my neck. But luckily it missed everything important, and it was just got lodged behind my jaw.
And were you bleeding? Did you lose consciousness at any moment?
No, I felt like I'd been hit in the head with a cricket ball or in the side of the neck with a cricket ball. That kind of big, dull bite that hurt. But I didn't black out, and we were joking about it a few minutes later. But it turned a bit more serious when I saw the x-ray with the bullet there, and I had no idea that I'd actually been shot.
How large is the bullet that's in your neck?
Well, I suppose it's a few centimetres long. It's the casing and everything is not on it, obviously. It's just a perfectly formed little sharp-tipped bullet. So I've got to head down to the medical centre in a nearby city to see what can be done, whether it can be taken out through surgery or pulled out or left in, whether it's safe to leave in. And I'm glad we're out of Mawari, actually, because the hospital we were in there getting treated in the x-ray, came under attack while we were in there. There was a lot of gunfire right outside the door, so we made an assessment. It was too dangerous to stay and pulled out instead.
So when you were at the back of the car, when you got hit by this bullet, were you aware that fighting was close to you, or was this bullet coming from just a long way away?
We're a long way away from the fighting. There has been sniper bullets firing around the place over the last few days. When we were closer to the battle, some bullets hit the road in front of us a few metres away, and that's happened a few times since we've been here. And we've been careful to stay behind walls and to move around with our security in mind. But this is the last place you expect it to happen.
That's Adam Harvey.